George Jump Jump Dunham, Craig Jr. Miller, and the Great Gordo. Musin' in the News tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
3:51 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. It is Super Bowl 38, which, as things turn out, is not the longest Roman numeral you can have.
Let me correct myself. V is 5. That's not 50. L is 50.
So you could have LXXXVIII. That's 8 figures. That's 88.
88. That's the longest.
So when Super Bowl 88 rolls around, everybody look forward to that.
That'll be the
longest. I'll probably be gone myself, so I'm not going to have to concern myself with that too much. But we are here. It is the Super Bowl in Houston this week. The game will be played in Reliant Stadium, which is one of three gleaming new taxpayer-funded sports facilities they have down here. Obviously, the deal was made. You build us a stadium, you'll get a Super Bowl, build a baseball stadium, you'll get an all-star game. That's coming around. We are here at the Media Center today, which is at, what's this place called?
The Robert Brown.
George
Brown.
The George Brown Convention Center.
Nice.
Which is on the east edge of downtown, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And it is a stone's throw north from here to Minute Maid Park, the home of the Astros. The Toyota Center, the new home of the Rockets, is just catty corner from us.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
That's right over
there. Right over there. So... This is the haven for new sports facilities. In fact, the old home of the Rockets, which was known for many years as the Summit and then became the Compaq Center when they started selling that kind of thing, is not far from the hotel out there on the Katy Freeway,
which is not
the Southwest Freeway,
which is, and we're not very far from Reliant Stadium,
right
down off Kirby Boulevard.
So it all fits together. Now, I guess the Astrodome's still standing, isn't it?
Standing and is absolutely... What do you go by there? I mean, you've been in the Astrodome, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know how big that place is, the Astrodome?
I hear it's dwarf.
It is... It doesn't even look like the Astrodome. It's dwarf so much.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the Omni over in Fort Worth. Just with a little... Like a little Jiffy Pop. Remember how you used to pop popcorn?
Right.
And it would pop up a little dome on the foil? That's what it looks like now. Just a tiny little orb
that Reliant
next to this
stadium
majestic, sprawling stadium.
I've never seen anything as big as this. It's ridiculous.
Well, I haven't been down by Minute Maid yet, but boy, that sure looks nice.
Real nice. Very nice.
Now, we are here in the Media Center, and we go over this every time that we come to the Super Bowl. We need to bring everybody up to speed on it. What they do here is... They get a big conference room, or in this case, just I guess this is a hallway, isn't it?
This place is massive.
Well, we are in a sizable hallway. There are barricades set up, and radio stations from all around this great land of ours are everywhere we look. We are on what is known as Radio Row. This is where they dump all the radio stations and let us all sit here and do our business. As luminaries come filing through here, if they are touting something or hyping something or this and that, they will bring them over to Radio Row, where a feeding frenzy will ensue.
Usually, and we don't really get into that.
No, we don't have too much luck with it when we do get into it. But you will see a producer media frenzy ensue as each station tries to vie for 5 minutes with these luminaries as they bring them around. What would you boys say about the personality types of those surrounding us right now?
Nerds.
Of the worst kind. Of the lowest order.
You think?
Oh, my God.
Well,
you know what? We say it every year, too. I don't even want to do it because it makes us sound so... ridiculously arrogant by saying that we're not a part of this, but we are.
We're not.
Yeah, we're here, right with them.
We're here, but we're not part of that. I'm telling you, we're not.
Are they all? Okay. If you took a poll right now, if you walked around this room, and there's probably in our little quadrant here, there's
100 people,
20 radio stations. Do you think, how many out of 20 are talking Super Bowl right now?
Out of 20?
Yes.
19. We're the only one not.
You think?
Yeah.
So they talk
19.
Super Bowl the whole time?
Yes. I guarantee
you. How?
Get the wireless and walk around. I guarantee you, 19 of the 20 are talking.
If you were to get the wireless and just get it up and running, turn it on, and just kind of walk around and just kind of stop and let it dangle down at your side for a minute, just kind of pick up a little bit of what's going on. That's what they would all be talking about.
Some Super Bowl angle, whether it be an
yes,
old guest
exactly.
from the Super Bowl.
Right.
Not talking about the game right now, but just, yeah, just old
or
Super Bowls.
Past, or people from the Houston Convention Center or the Houston Visitors Bureau or something. I mean, something concerned. I mean, we're the only one that's not. And I love that so much. Because, once again, we're at the forefront. We're leading the pack. You know what?
Well,
I hate them. I hate them.
I mean, look at the hammer down there. He's got Larry Brown on right now.
Who's the hammer?
Hank Goldberg.
You're the hammer.
Oh, he's the hammer.
Hammer and Hank Goldberg.
The guy from ESPN?
Right. And over there is our friend Nasty Nestor.
Didn't we... Did we bury the hatchet with him last year?
No, you pissed him off last year.
Or was that 2 years ago? I thought that we just said, you know what, we give up.
I think last year we...
Let's stop this.
I think last year we kind of made nice with him.
Okay. Because I don't, you know what...
So, which means we're going to have to pick a fight this year.
Why? Why beat a dead horse like that guy?
I'm going to leave.
Because
he's
so insignificant.
Because he's one of
them. I'm going to leave. Have a great day.
Well, he is a nerd.
I'm getting tons of email, Corby, suggesting that you mess with Nasty.
I'm sure that...
I'm going to leave. Have a great day.
The thing is, though, if I walked up there with a mic, because we did this 2 years ago, he won't talk. He'll just look at us and shake his head.
Can you beat him up?
Oh, yeah. Danny.
Really?
Could be a hidden mic. We've got hidden mic capability.
Does he have curly black hair and a mustache?
He doesn't have a mustache.
I don't know. I was thinking it. I think that is the Pac-Man.
But don't you guys get the sense that all these guys are about 24 hours a day is sports.
Yeah.
Like they can't way worse than Stern. Like they can't function unless there's some sort of sport rolling through their brain.
Right. Yeah. There's some sort of sport thought trickling around up there at all times.
At the risk of sounding just like the most arrogant prick in the world, I just don't think they can, I don't think they know how to do a show if they're not talking sports. They can't be entertaining. They can't be engaging. I mean, that's what they have to do.
Now, isn't that... Okay, two tables over from us. Reiner, you got to help me out here. On the other side of this guy from the yellow and the black leather jacket, isn't that the guy from Carolina or Nashville?
No, he got... No, he's not there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, he's looking at us. Sorry, guys.
My buddy from Nashville's not there anymore.
Oh.
That's too bad, too. He was a good guy. His name's George something.
Is the coach there?
Yeah, the coach is on the other side. Now,
how's
Danny,
his foot?
Yeah, there's another group of them down the way there.
Oh, there's
what are those? No, there's two other groups.
Two,
oh,
yeah.
There are?
There are three sections, quadrants of Radio Row. We're in one,
two, three, four.
Down the way about 30 or 40 yards is another one, and then down 40 yards further, there's another one.
There's about 40 stations in here.
Right, in this little one?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, four deep, 10 across.
Yeah.
Frito.
So have you seen the coach here yet?
No, but we saw his sign on there. Yeah, his foot was there.
Is his scaly purple leg there?
Listen, there will be a time. Unless,
God, I fear that. Please don't let that happen to me.
There will be a time if he doesn't die, which I hope he doesn't because he's a good guy, but he's getting old. There will be a time that he shows up at the Super Bowl and that leg will be gone.
I believe that.
Gator? Seriously.
I believe it could be.
I don't think it's going to be gnawed off by a gator.
More likely.
Yeah, it's going to be amputated because... There's definitely a circulation problem down there. And, you know, that'll lead to diabetes and that'll lead to
diarrhea.
Gangrene. And, yeah, that'll lead to diarrhea and they'll have to cut it off.
So that's what things are like here at the media center. And we wanted to mention this just so everybody would kind of have a feel for where things are coming from as the week plays
out. Okay, I'll tell you what. I don't want to burn this now, but tomorrow around the same time, I'll go around wireless, and we'll do the Super Bowl deal.
Name
How
them.
Many people are talking Super Bowl?
Okay. I promise you, it's going to be every one of them.
There is no way.
I'd say it's
over 50%. The odds aren't with me, because, I mean, you might catch them in a state of one time.
All right, how many do you think will not be? Out of how many? Out of 40?
If I go to...
Out of this group that's here, as he does this, I mean, I'm sure you're only going to do it in this one section, right?
I think we can take it all the way. That wireless will go all the way down outside around
you know
the building.
Okay, yeah, I'm telling you right now, I think it's going to be 85 to 90%.
I would say
out of however many stations that you go to, three will not be, no more than three will not be talking.
So you're saying 70%?
Well, I don't know. Who knows how many he's going to go to? That's the only way you can put a percentage on it.
Yeah, they got to be on the air because a lot of them will be in commercial or whatever. But out of the ones, let's say that I get a sampling of 15.
Hey, you know what? I'll go with this. Even if they're off the air, they're going to be talking amongst themselves about it.
Yeah, they could be.
Can you believe the Carolina defense is unbelievable? You on the air? No.
Yeah. Well, you got to at least ask them what they're talking about, even if they're in commercial.
Well, we just eavesdrop.
Yeah, I'll just have a mic and just kind of drop it in. Here's what I want to do, too. And I was telling Grego this. I was thinking about getting this funded, but nah, I'll just do it anyway. Is when someone's having some serious conversation, you know how we have extra headsets just laying around, and all these places do?
Mm-hmm.
Just sit down at one of the tables, put a headset on, and just...
And give them the motion like, hey, come
yeah,
to me.
Put me on. Put me on.
All right, how are you going to get that on our air? Are you going to be wired?
Well, yeah, I'll be wired,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay, let's start. Right, we'll do
you
that.
You know who's right over there, don't you?
Who?
Mike North.
Is he?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, the score is right over there.
Yes, and a few years ago when the Super Bowl was in Tampa, we got a little funding together for Cobra to walk behind him, and as he passed, gently caress his neck.
Hey, somebody touched my neck.
That's what he said.
That's the guy from Chicago, right? The guy that makes $1 million a year.
Yeah, he makes $1.2 million a year. They pay this guy $1.2 million a year.
And he was schlepping hot dogs. That's where they found him, right?
They found him outside.
Well, hey, the lady found me working at 7-Eleven.
That's right.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, who's the a-hole that touched my neck?
They're paying this guy $1.2 million a year.
Did I say labia?
And if we had his ratings, we'd be fired.
They're that bad?
Yeah. If we had his ratings, we'd be fired.
Did I say labia?
What's he pulling?
Like three shares.
Three?
Really?
Three and four?
Yeah. Three shares. They think that's great.
Well, that's in that New York, right?
Five.
No, it's in Chicago.
Oh, geez.
We did a three share in
he
Dallas.
He makes $1.2 million.
And you know what? I'll bet, I would wager that he is not staying at Curry Haven either.
Is that you want to get into that now?
Yeah, I do.
Well, go ahead. Fire away.
All right. So, I didn't talk to anybody yesterday. I left after the Mavericks game. Yesterday, I want to stay around and watch the Mavericks game. I drive down here. I didn't talk to anybody all day long. I had no idea what I was getting into. And we're staying at a place out on the Southwest Freeway here in Houston. And those of you who are familiar with the lay of the land around here no doubt know where that is.
We're staying in River Oaks.
Right, near River Oaks.
Yeah.
And so I pull up. I go inside, and just the layout of the entrance has this place looking seedier and shakier by the minute. And the first thing I notice once I walk through the doors, after I pick myself up, after getting knocked over by the scent of curry, is, man, this place is filthy.
Yeah.
I mean, we're wallowing in filth here. So I go up to the son of Jawara Harald Nehru, and I check in, and
Grego calls him Mohammed Atta. I call him the Falafel King.
I make my way up to the room, and you boys are all
the hard line.
I throw stuff down on the bed, and then I go to move the car because I thought I was parked in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
What does it matter in that place?
Well, it really, as things turn out, it really doesn't. As things turn out, I was in the right place. But I moved it anyway. And I wind up on the other side of the place. And as you walk down the doors, which all open to the outside, there were a lot of people in these rooms, and the doors were open, and they were indigents.
They were what?
Indigents. People, you know, who were about a week away from the streets. It is incredible.
People that pay like $100 to stay there for the week.
Yes, for the week.
Yeah. Well, you should have known.
It's an indigent hostel.
Well, you should have known when you walked in the room, because I wasn't there, what I, because I had some candles burning.
Yeah, Greg has made your room smell
because
nice.
Because I had to. Yeah, because I had to.
The minute that we got off the elevator into our hallway, we're walking around, and I turned to Greg. I go, man, this smells exactly like a nursing home.
Yes, it is the essence of curry combined with piss. It is.
It was awful.
Were a lot of Indian people there?
Yes.
We go to the grocery store to load up on some stuff, and Rob Chickering, our engineer down here, I'm staying with him, and he goes, man, he goes, look, I got to buy a bunch of water. I'm like, all right, bottle water. He's like, no, I'm going to buy this big jug, this 2-gallon jug of water, because when you turn on our faucet...
So you got the biggest jugs, huh?
When you turn on our faucet, for the first 10 seconds...
Those are some good jugs.
The water is brown.
It's brown. I showed Ronald that last night.
Then it turns clean, I guess.
Yeah.
And so he feared...
But does it really get clean?
I don't know.
I don't think it does.
So we're brushing our teeth with bottled water.
Smart.
Yeah.
But the shower's the same way. You turn on the shower and it's all...
Yeah,
it's like taking
a mud shower.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the thing is an absolute fire hazard. Because in our room, and in our room we have a TV, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 lamps, we have a microwave,
and
a refrigerator.
And a basket with a cobra in it.
We've got an alarm clock that's plugged in.
Uh-huh.
We've got a blow dryer that's plugged in.
What is that?
And we've got 2 outlets. And everything else where they've just added, like, extension cords and these little adapters. Like, behind...
One on top of another.
Yes.
Those little plastic adapters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. I mean, it's like there's 2 outlets in the whole room. 2!
And they charge you an extra $50 to send up a snake charmer.
Snake.
I'm telling you, I was walking by one of those ballrooms, and there's a flight stool in there.
I knew we were in trouble, too, because Rob and I were getting ready to
make out.
Go down for the night. Yeah, we're getting ready to mug down pretty hard. And Ryder walks in our room, and he was like, what's Dan Bennett's extension? So you called the boss and already bitched about it, didn't you?
I registered my opinion. So. Put it this way. He's aware of the situation.
It is
pretty
bad.
And you know what? And people... They're not feeling sorry for us, nor should they. I mean, we're down here at the Super Bowl, and they're thinking, these guys shouldn't bitch about it. But, hey, I'm not asking for 5 stars.
No, no.
I don't
need to go 5 star.
But I do require 1.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't want to go negative 5. That's all.
I do require 1 star.
There is no way this is a 1-star hotel.
There's no way.
Let me
put it this way. If I was on vacation, and I pulled up to this place, and they said, free rooms. You can stay here for free. I'm not staying there.
No. My wife would divorce me before she would stay there. We'd walk in there, she'd be like, no. Uh-uh. I'm like, no, we. This is the only thing we can afford. Well, then bye. We'll see you later.
Is that the snake charmer music?
That's it. That's the snake charmer music.
Snake.
All right, so that is the scene down here in Houston. That's what we're looking at. Hey, but we're happy to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy to be
here. Oh, yeah, we're in the toilet of the city. We're staying in Bangladesh, but, you know,
happy to be here nonetheless. It's the Super Bowl, and we're very, very glad to be here. Well, the Little Mavericks, Greg, I don't know if you're aware of this, but they had a win of consequence yesterday over the Sad Sack Kings. We will discuss that next here on The Ticket.